This is the EWN Radio Network.
This is Close Up with Phyllis Smith.
And welcome to Close Up. And I have to tell you, I couldn't be more excited today to bring me to bring you these two guests I have on. But first, I've got to say, normally my show is all things eWomen Network, right? I feature our EWN radio hosts on topics and the founder of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey, conference speakers, you know, always providing you with information to grow professionally and personally. Well, today I'm going even a little further than that and introducing you to two women who are members of an all-women band in Austin, Texas, not too far from where I am. I'm in Dallas. And they're not just writing positive, inspiring music for women, but they're starting a movement through something they created called the Magic Mirror. So before I introduce you to these women, I want you to hear a part of their new single called Enough. Let me introduce you now to the drummer of The Misses, is the name of the band, Andra Lamont, and her BFF and bassist of the band, The Misses, the name of the group is The Misses, Jenny Mason. So ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, Andra, did I pronounce your name right?
You did. Thank you.
Lamont? Okay, very good.
She's got
good.
A tough now, one. She's got a tough one.
I know, it is. L-I-E-M-A-N-D-T. I just want to, just in case people didn't get all the lyrics of that chorus, I'm just going to read it real quick, because at first I heard it, and I'm like, what is that word they're saying? And then I saw the lyrics, and I'm like, yes, it's great. I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough. Screw the magazines. That's what I didn't quite get when I first heard it. And the skinny jeans. I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough. No more telling me who I need to be. I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough. Don't tear apart this work of art. I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough. I'll rise above. I know I'm enough. So I read that and I really get, I well up. I mean, I just well up just reading the lyrics. So starting with you, Andra, what inspired you to write this song?
Well, I'll just take a step further back, because The Misses came together really because we weren't hearing our lives reflected out there on pop radio. So this song is just an evolution of us coming together, and it kind of is a part of us. It really is, speaks to who we are as a band. When we write as a band, and we felt that this was a song that reflected our lives. When we wrote this song, we shared stories, and this song itself was something that we felt a lot of women could relate to. And it was something that I think on a daily basis I feel. I feel that I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and I hold down a job, a full-time job. And doing all three of those things on a daily basis, I feel I let someone down. And so when we were all sitting around a table, and I think we all felt the same thing. We thought, well, how can we feel this painful way of feeling like we're not enough in all these things when we're doing so much? Enough of this. Let's stop beating ourselves up, stop tearing ourselves down, and realize that we are enough just the way we are. And that's really how the song evolved and started.
Were you friends first, or were you, did you come together? Were you all separate musicians? How did that work?
Well, Jenny and I have been lifelong friends, and we actually are the newest musicians out of the whole, out of all five of us. Mm. I started learning music when I was looking for my daughter piano lessons, and one of the instructors said, you should learn the drums. They were kind of, it was a random thing, and I, you know, of course, I agreed, which was kind of crazy at the time. My daughter was 1 and 3 years old, and I agreed to learn the drums. And it was really fun, but I thought it would be way more fun to do it with friends. And so I called Jenny, and I said, hey, you know, kind of like a book club, but why don't we do a band club, and let's get together, and once a week, drop the kids off at school, and then let's get together and learn music. I've got this instructor that could teach us. And so that's kind of how the band formed initially. And over time, it became, you know, a passion of ours. It became, you know, word got out on the streets that there was this all-girl rock band that played 80s rock music. And they were, like, asking us to perform and stuff. So we're like, wait a minute, we should maybe take this seriously. You know, so we were like, wait, maybe we should perform or practice, like, twice a week. So we, like, started really getting serious with it all. And so as over time, it really got stronger and our skills got better. You know, it evolved. And then Jenny and I actually decided that we wanted to make this more of a career. And not all the girls in the band wanted to. And so as we formed the Misses, we actually sought out in Austin girls that wanted to go on that journey with us. And being that we're in the live music capital of the world, that really wasn't hard to do. There's amazing musicians here. Yeah. And luckily we found Larissa Ness, who is a beautiful vocalist and pianist, guitarist, and Jennifer Zavaleta, who is also a guitarist and beautiful vocalist. And then Mandy Prater, who is also a vocalist and guitarist. So we were able to complete the band with these amazing women who live complex lives just like us and, you know, really rally around the message of, you know, wanting to go on this journey together and really do something amazing.
Let me, Jenny, you know, I want to be honest with you. Looking at the photographs of the women in your band, you're all gorgeous, okay? And that's a great thing. I mean, people look at you, and to be honest, they're going to say you're stunning, you're beautiful, you're skinny. And some might think, you know, looking on the outside of you that, hey, you know, you got it. It's easy for you to say that, you know, we're enough. You're already enough. You have it all together. But the truth is that's not necessarily the case. So, Jenny, how would you, respond to people who might say that? They might look at that and go, oh, you're so beautiful. What are you talking about? You got it all together.
We know that's really, thank you for saying that. But what I would say to them is feeling like you're not good enough is an epidemic among women. And we deal with whatever it is that you're feeling like you're not good enough as a mom or as a sister, as an employee. All women feel it. We feel it, you know, every day. You let somebody down with whatever job or role you're feeling. And not about the outside. It's about those roles you are and seeing yourself through those eyes of people that love you and be able to own who you are just the way you are. And that's what I would tell that person.
I think, too, and Andre, tell me if you agree with me on this. Often we see people who do look, according to the magazines, perfect. But really, to get to that point, they often feel really crappy about themselves. And they often feel they're not enough. So they almost compensate and intend to overdo it so that they feel like they're enough. Am I right with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, people want to look at themselves in whatever way, and they want to figure out who they are, and they go there and they get there however they see themselves, you know, whether it's through looking at magazines or putting other people down or whatever it is. But that's why our message is so important for people to really kind of, you know, kill the noise around them, you know, mm-hmm. and that there's a line in our song, it's just kill all that noise and really get down to what's important in life. And it is about feeling like you know yourself. And, you know, these are the things I try to teach my daughters. And, you know, sometimes my kids, I have a 6 and an 8-year-old daughter, and they worry about who gets more attention from me. You know, like, well, you know, Kate is sick. My oldest was sick the other day, and my little one was feeling left out. And so, you know, the attention that they were getting, and I said, you should feel good that your sister is getting a lot of attention. I'm trying to raise my children in a way that they're joyful for the success of those around them.
Mm.
And that is what we need to be teaching women out there. Let's raise each other up. Let's look to each other to see the success in others. And there you will find the joy for yourself.
Right. You know, there are a lot. I listen to pop music, you know, AC music. I worked for CBS Radio for many years and then on KBIL here in Dallas. I'm sure you know that. So I listen to this pop music. And I have to say there's a lot of mixed messages out there. On the one hand, you have kind of these anthem songs like, you know, Katy Perry's Roar and Sarah Bareilles' Brave. Megan Trainor's All About That Bass, Colby Kelly's beautiful song called Try. And then you have these dysfunctional songs like this song called Habits by Tove Lo. And that's all about someone who has to stay high all the time to deal with getting over a relationship. I mean, like completely polarized. And I think that it creates these messages for young people, for, you know, adults. It's like, what do I feel? So what are you hoping will be the outcome of your music?
Well, our goal was actually to create a new genre of music that was relevant to, you know, our lives, but would be really fun and hip for, you know, our kids to listen to,
right,
or for teens and people that would want to kind of rock out to it. So that's our real goal with our music.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel we're accomplishing that. At least I know I am with my 6 and 8-year-olds.
Yes.
They love to bebop to it. So I feel good with that, at least in my own household.
Yes, yeah. We want to empower women through our music to believe in themselves and follow their dreams. And we feel like through music, we can do that.
Yeah.
Encourage people. And music is such a powerful thing, and people really are connecting with it.
Right. And once we see other musicians out there following suit, doing the same thing that we're trying to do, we'll know we've done it.
Yeah. And I think also if you're talking to women, they really do listen to the lyrics. It's funny, when I worked in music radio, I remember the assistant program director is a guy, and I would hear new songs that would come out, and I'd go, God, those lyrics are just, you know, they really move me. And he like didn't even hear the lyrics. It's just really interesting how important those lyrics are, particularly, I think, for women. Now, ladies, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, you're going to tell us about this amazing movement you're starting with. You've started with the Magic Mirror. Everybody, I warn you, go get a box of tissues, because we're going to play a little piece from this video that they did of the Magic Mirror, and you're going to need that box of tissues. So stand by. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Now That was a song called Enough from the group, all women's group called The Misses. And we have two of the band members on with us, Andra Lamont and Jenny Mason. They are also BFFs. And Andra is a drummer, and Jenny is the bassist. So, you guys, this Magic Mirror, I think somebody sent me an email, and it said in the subject line, amazing video. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I watched this video. I watched this video at work, and I am sobbing. So tell us what the Magic Mirror is, and I know you just finished a tour with it, but tell us how what happens. What is it?
Well, after we wrote our song Enough, we decided the best way to bring our lyrics to life was to create this music video, and the mirror was the best place to bring women and let them experience really seeing themselves the way that their loved ones saw them. And so we simply put them in front of a mirror and asked them a question: how do you feel when you look in the mirror? And we did a video of it, and it was surprising that one question, how many women felt that question just stumped them. They didn't know how they felt, and they really didn't know how other people saw them. Their husbands, their daughters, their best friends. And so when they realized how they saw them and how they truly felt about them for the first time, it was like an awakening for them, and how they felt that they were simply enough, just the way they were. It was beautiful. And so that's we captured it on film, and that's what we chose as our music video.
Now, people, you put this display like in a mall, right?
It was. It was in our mall in Austin.
Okay. And so you can have general people walking up to this mirror, and on the mirror is, because this is radio, I want to explain it, so there'll be, it'll be written there. There isn't any vote. You don't hear a voice yet, right? It just says, how do you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror, correct?
Correct.
And then there's like a
slider. And anybody could walk up to the mirror.
Anybody can. And then there's a slider. You put your finger on it, and to the left, it'll say all the way, from what's the worst you can feel? I forget what
woof.
That was.
I think it was woof. Woof.
Woof, like that's a dog. Then all the way to the right is what?
Enough.
What was all the way? Enough. Okay. And so you get to slide it back and forth. And then, but some people, though, it's prearranged. So explain how that works. I was wondering, how did, you have the loved ones of this person, how do you arrange it so that they're there and you know that it's them? And how do you get that, did you get that information from their loved ones?
Well, the one for the video, that was like throwing surprise parties for these people. There was a lot of planning involved for some of those unsung heroes, we're calling them. So they were surprised. And we had to go behind the scenes and do that, and we called them little surprise parties for those people. They did not know their loved ones were there.
Yeah.
Now, some of the other people in the video were people that just walked up to the mirror. As you can tell from the video, not everyone had the quote-unquote surprise parties.
Right. And behind
the mirror,
we
captured all of that.
You captured all of it, and you, the band, were sitting on this one-way mirror watching them, and when the surprise party was playing, you talked back to them, right?
We had a mirror voice, and so we had a lot of information on them, and so we had the magic mirror voice would be talking to them. Yes.
Right. And then they'd be completely surprised. They would be looking at the mirror, and then they'd hear a voice, and they're looking around. Where is that coming from? And they don't realize it's a one-way mirror. So that's a setup for, I'm going to play a piece from your video now, and so that you can hear what it is we just described. So here we go.
Only all right? Why'd you say that? You can talk to me. It's okay. We're friends.
Oh, my God, talk to me.
Don't be afraid of the reflection you see. You are an amazing woman, and today I want you to look in this mirror and not just feel okay. You are an inspiration. You care so much about your family. Instead of dropping out of college, you brought your daughter along the whole time. Even though things were difficult, you kept on going with dignity, grace, strength. You have become an inspiration, and I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Hi, sweetheart. Hopefully this is still a surprise. We wanted to tell you how truly inspirational you are to so many people.
You've always put me first, and you've always taken every opportunity to tell me how proud you are of me. And I just want to take this opportunity to tell you how proud I am of you.
I couldn't do any of what I do without your support.
When I fell into a coma last year, I woke up, and my family was there, and you were there.
You were there in the room when I got the call that my dad was dying, and you held me tight and cried with me, and then you took care of my kids.
I'm so lucky to have you as my wife, as my best friend. You're the best mother ever. You're the greatest advocate for our sons, Brent and Harry, and we love you, and you should be very, very proud.
You are beautiful, not just on the outside, but you are so much on the inside. A moment does not go by that people don't see that.
Well, and what you don't see, obviously, because this is radio, is that the voices of their loved ones, as they're looking in the mirror, they're seeing them, like a video of them or photographs of them talking to them. And it's like, I'm telling you, it's the most moving thing I have ever seen, and inspiring at the same time. So how do you like, I mean, even just thinking about it, it's just incredible. I mean, seriously, it's just these women, and they were like young, like you said, you went through college and you didn't drop out. She was relatively young. And then there was a woman that was in her, 50s or 60s. And then in between that. And so it just shows you how women just really do forget about themselves. Why do you think that is? What is it about us that we do that?
Because we're givers and we're doers. And I think we get lost in that. And that's who we are. And we don't many times take care of ourselves and our needs. And just, I think them just hearing the simple words that they were needed and that they were loved and that they had done all of this and just being recognized sometimes is what they needed to hear. And even though they might even know that, they know it. We know all the things we do every day because we're crazy running around or we're thinking in our head all the things we need to do. But just to hear and be appreciated and see through someone else, a thank you or, gosh, you did this for me or you were here for me is what I think is just simple message, but it's so needed.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I had someone tell me verbally after this experience that was dear to me after that day that she wasn't one of the big surprise people, but I just called her and said, please come to the mirror. I need you to come. And because as Jenny and I, we knew what we wanted to do for this video, but we didn't know the impact we were having until that day. I mean, as it was happening, we were emotionally drained through this experience, and we understood what was happening for these people because it was so powerful that day. We just started getting on the phone calling our friends that we knew needed to come to the mirror. And so I called a sweet friend of mine, and afterwards she looked at me and she said, Andrew, I knew I did all those things. Sorry. She goes, I knew I did all those things, but to hear it all said out loud just was so special. I'll never be the same. And it was so powerful that day for me to have her say that and for her to show up. And I think half the time women aren't able to show up for themselves because they're too busy showing up for other people.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. Sorry. It was an incredible couple of days, and we almost fell to the ground. I mean, we knew we were so excited about the mirror, and when it finally was set up, we were jumping up and down, and then when people started coming up, it was life-changing. I mean, I don't know how many times Andrew and I just hugged each other, and we were so excited about each life that we got to change. And even if we just affected them for that, you know, that moment, that day, or forever, whatever it was, so we knew it made a difference. And that's why I think people have connected with the video or with the song or hopefully with the app or whatever.
And every time we take the mirror to a new city, we have this same reaction. And it is, it's beautiful.
And that's what keeps us going. I mean, you know, we know that through this message and through our songs that there's a reason that I'm playing the bass and she's playing the drums, and we're working so hard because we want to do this and we love it. And we want to make a community for women that change that negativity and let's put some positivity out there.
In this cycle of self-doubt for women so that they can start showing up for themselves.
Yeah, and you know, these lyrics, end the day, look in the eye, take off the mask, say goodbye. This is, you know, if you're looking in the mirror, and no more holding on to someone I don't need. Only one thing in life is guaranteed, I'm enough. Great stuff. All right. I can't take it. It's like I'm already going through enough issues. So when we come back, you mentioned your app. I downloaded your app, and this is very cool, and we're going to talk about it right after we come back from this short break.
Wonderful.
Hi, I'm Janelle McCauley, the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, right here on the EWN Radio Network. Join me every Thursday to find out how you can take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the food you love. Each week, I'll bring you powerful and revealing interviews with doctors, health experts, and people just like you who have learned to create a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love. I look forward to serving you great content and healthy tips on Eat Great, Live Well Radio. And remember, if you can't listen to me live, you can always get the replay at EWNRadioNetwork.com. I invite you to join me each Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, here on the EWN Radio Network, and let's create your healthy future together.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
This is Close Up with your host, Phyllis Smith.
And we are speaking with, this is Phyllis Smith, and we are speaking with two amazing women, Andra Lamont, she's the drummer of the band The Misses, an all-women's band, and Jenny Mason, she is the bassist and her BFF. And they are starting a movement. I mean, their song Enough is really about being enough, and that women, we all do so many things, and you know, we know in our head what we're capable of. I mean, sometimes, ladies, you know, at the end of the day, I look in the mirror and go, "Oh my God, I can't believe what you just did today." And I feel very proud of myself. But like you were saying about when people look in the mirror and they're told and it's said out loud, it's like, oh, I really did do that. And other people saw it. It's just mad. It really is a magic mirror because it truly is magical. In a minute, I want to talk about your app that you have, but I want to play another little bit, a segment from your song Enough. So stand by.
End of the day, look her in the eye, take off the mic and say goodbye. No more holding on to someone I don't need. Only one thing in this life is guaranteed.
I love that. I just love that lyric. I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough. Screw the magazines and the skinny jeans. I just love that. And I know that there's a lot of people out there who totally would, like, if they saw you, they would be hugging and embracing you and saying, yes.
Oh.
So awesome. You have an app. Tell me about, I downloaded this app, and it's pretty cool. So tell me about how it works.
Well, okay, so first of all, I'd like to say it is so much fun, and it is definitely a work in progress, because after we did the mirror video, people, we were inundated with requests for people to have the mirror, and we knew that we couldn't get everywhere and be everywhere. So we were like, what can we do to bring the mirror to everyone? So we came up with this app idea, actually through people talking to us about it. So it's really great when people can reach out to us and let us know kind of their thoughts. So we really encourage people to email us, because we do read them, and it helps us, so especially with the movement. So we realized that if we could bring the mirror to the palm of everybody's hands, then everybody would be able to really be able to have it with them at all times. So we created this app, and the app is a way for people to be able to share what we call enoughies with each other. And mm-hmm. enoughies are these little messages that you can send at that critical moment when maybe a friend is feeling down or they need it the most. And our hope is, and what we, I just was in a meeting last night to do another version of, or, you know, to do an upgrade of these apps. Keep in mind, we are a band, and we're new at all of this app business. But and it's free. The app is free, so we love that, because we want to make it available to everyone. And it's currently right now, I'm told, right now it's available on the iPhone, and you can download it from the Apple App Store, and it's the Mrs. Magic Mirror app. And or you can download it directly from our website, themrs.com. But we're trying to get it on all platforms as well. So I'm just getting all that data out there, because that's how you can access it. However, what we were coming up with, the band yesterday, we were all talking about what else would make it super fun. And we're coming up with a feature called Pylon, which will be really fun. And it's a way for you to signal when you're having a bad day. So let's say I'm kind of feeling down today, and I would basically put up a flag on my my icon on my mirror, and my friends could really notice that I was down, and they could basically pile on my mirror and put a bunch of enoughies on my mirror. So the next time I went to my mirror, I would have a bunch of messages scrolling across of just really kind of uplifting messages. And it's a way for women to connect when they need it the most. Or say say something's coming up and I know and I'm your friend, I can do a pile on for you and you would never know, and you would just go to your mirror and be surprised. And so me and all my friends would just pile on, and you would just get messages throughout the day like, Phyllis, you know, you're enough, or
you have a big interview tomorrow, and you know, you're going to rock it,
or
encouraging words.
Yeah,
whatever.
Or just whatever. Just maybe your heart, I can see through your heart today, the way that you were talking with those two who are new to radio.
Yeah.
You were so kind to them.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you
know.
But people can reach out to women and really build a community for each other. And so this is what
the app is for.
Yeah. It's for women to really boost each other, because that's what I think we need. I think sometimes I go to my Facebook page, my Instagram, and I'm kind of watching the world work around me. And what we want to do is create a place for women to go to boost each other. I don't want to watch. I want to go to my mirror and feel good.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what's great about it is you're looking, you know, if people haven't seen the app yet, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. And that's, there's something so powerful about that, because you're getting these messages or these videos. We have the video, too, on there. And you're seeing yourself. So when you're hearing something or reading something, you're looking at yourself. And so you're facing yourself, and you are hearing and looking at those messages.
Yeah.
And there's something about that that's just different than just reading a text or reading an email, right? So that's what's powerful about the mirror app.
Well, when I downloaded it, in fact, right now as I'm talking with you, I'm looking at myself on the app, and I have it turned up where so you can't hear it right now, but it's also your song is playing at the same time. So I'm looking, if I'm not right now, I don't have any messages, but I could be hearing your song enough while I'm looking in the mirror. So even just that is so cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
I mean, it's just one more tool for women to feel good, you know? And I think that's what we're trying to create is just this positive vibe for women that, you know, and that can be in your purse, you know? You don't have to go far to to seek out something to make yourself feel good. It's just your friends and your loved ones, and it's all right there. That's where you go to feel that sense of compassion that people around you love you, and that's your loving community is your mirror. And, you know, for me, sometimes I'll go to the mirror and go, oh, gosh, you know, and that we wanted it to be a place where women would go and feel good.
No judgments about yourself. It's so hard not to. I mean, I looked in the mirror at one point, and I'm like, oh, that's a bad angle.
Well, the other thing we were talking about are some filters for the mirror.
That'd be fun, too.
I was like, well, you know, people like to play. Yeah, I was like, people like to play around. I mean, we know everybody's enough as they are, but people do like to play with that stuff. So maybe you have, like, a mood setting on your mirror, like an evening filter for your mirror. So I was like, is that possible? You know, I'm not the techie, so I was asking the techie people that are working on the app. I'm like, can we get filters?
Yeah, that's cute. But, you know, now let me ask you, because I actually sent one, because you can access your contacts. And I sent a message to my friend. So where does that go? Like, if she doesn't have the app, does she receive that message, or what happens then? Or
right, so she receives it, and then when she gets it, she gets
in the form of what? Like a text message or an email? Like, okay.
She gets a text, and then it'll ask her to download the app, and then she can download it to receive her Enefi.
For
the first time.
Okay.
For the first time. You have to have the app. It won't work without, you know, you have to have the mirror for it to show up.
Right. Now,
and then she'll
go to
her mirror, and then Effie will be there.
I do want to say, because, you know, eWomen Network is a support organization for women entrepreneurs. So I have to say, you know, all of this, you know, mushy stuff aside, it's a great business plan. It really is.
Thank you.
I mean, you're not just putting music out. And by the way, do you have a label, or is this an independent song?
We're independent,
I mean, album.
Currently.
Independent. And so looking at it from that standpoint, because I know, having worked in music radio, at one time it was, you know, you had to have a label or you were done. And now you're seeing a lot more, there's more avenues now because people are accessing, you know, through various forms on, you know, YouTube you know, they can get things now, and Starbucks, you know, and so there's newer ways. But what I love is that this is this kind of a holistic approach. I mean, you're really walking the walk. You're talking the talk. You're singing the song. And in that, it's here are the lyrics. Here's our song. But then you're going further. It's this holistic sense of not only are you going to passively listen, but you are also we're engaging you so that you're actively, you know, doing something about it. And if it's doing something, if it's just literally saying out loud to yourself in a mirror, I'm okay, I'm great, I'm enough. I mean, that interaction, I think that in itself is a movement. You know, for the music industry.
Thank you. Well, we feel that way. You know, Jenny and I have been friends for a long time, and I wouldn't be the mom I am today, the friend I am today without her, and definitely wouldn't be in this doing what I'm doing today without her. And I know what it feels like to have that kind of strong community of friendship to do that with and support. And that's why we are coming up with these tools, because women need that kind of support. And what better way to do it than to do it on a big scale for all women.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and we want to be a part of that for all women.
Yeah. I mean, you've got something here. I'm telling you, you've got something. I mean, I know you know that, but it takes a lot to sell a song. I know that. It takes a lot to get it played on the radio.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I went to every, believe me, we're independent, and I wouldn't say completely by choice. we went to record labels early on, and they told us we were too old and our songs would never get played on radio. And, you know, the missus, what does that mean? What kind of a name is that? And we basically told them, we know what we're doing. And this is before we even shot the music video or anything. We had our song. We knew what we wanted to do. And I just said, look, I know that there's a community of women that want this. And
need it.
And need it. Mm-hmm. And I believe, and they're like, women your age don't buy music. And I said, okay, first of all, I'm my age, and I buy a ton of music. I don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah, seriously.
And I was like, I couldn't have been more, you know, taken back.
It was frustrating.
It was very frustrating. And I said, look, I did start later in life, but I believe that there's a whole set of community of women that want this and need it and need to know it's okay that it's never too late and that they can be inspired to go do this. Whether or not they're in a band, who cares, right? But we are, and we want to go kind of lead the way, forge the way for the women to feel that it's okay to go do things like this. And go, you know, live their dreams at whatever age. And so we just kind of told them, great, we're going to go do this with or without you. And so that's what we did.
And we kept on going. Yeah, we were just so passionate about it. We knew that there was something out there, and we kept on going.
And I have to say that the day that Good Morning America called us, because it was pretty touch and go for a long time, and after we did the video, it didn't go viral immediately, you know, and it sat there and sat there, and Jenny and I were like, okay, I really believe in this. I really believe in this, and things were getting really tight financially. We were like, okay, this is brutal, and so she and I were sitting at Whole Foods, and we get a phone call from Good Morning America, and they said, we want you on our show, and I looked at Jenny, and tears streamed down my face. And I just, it wasn't because it was that we were going on Good Morning America, and I'm sorry, I love Good Morning America, and I'm so grateful, but it was because I felt like our video started going viral, and I didn't know what was happening. And at one point I thought, we're being punked. Somebody is like, what's happening? Like, and it was so crazy all at once. And we finally realized that it was resonating. And because it was resonating, we knew that we had stayed the course.
Mm-hmm.
Our friendship had stayed the course. Our message had stayed the course. And people were hearing it. And it was connecting.
We
were touching lives. We were getting so many emails. And it was just overwhelming and so exciting. And when Good Morning America called, we were like, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
This is real. I'm not dreaming anymore. And so, anyways, that was when the band changed.
Kind of started our journey.
Yeah.
So far. Mm-hmm.
And we realized we were understaffed.
Yeah. Yes.
So when you were on Good Morning America, so you were on Good Morning America, were you also on Queen Latifah too?
Yes.
Did I see that somewhere also? So, wow.
That was super cool too. Queen Latifah is probably one of the sweetest, nicest, humble, like, coolest. She plays the drums, first of all, on the break. She's like, I play the drums. I have a whole kit back there. And I'm like, are you inviting me? I was kind of confused. I was like, what's happening here? But she was just the coolest, sweetest lady on the planet. If I could just hang out with her, I would. Like, if she just wanted to be my friend, I'm all in.
Well, you know what? That's what people are going to feel about you. And so it's interesting that you had that journey of being rejected as if you weren't enough. And now, I mean, Good Morning America, you know, national television syndicated shows are seeing it. Your video has gone viral. And, you know, and more in the television, network television, that they're getting their news, they're getting information, they're getting their features based, you know, what makes it through, goes viral and so forth. So, you can say to those people, I am enough. You know, forget that the song is one thing, but we are enough and our message is enough. It's so all-encompassing. And I do want to say, having worked, again, and I've said this earlier on, that working in music radio for a long time, most of and in women demographic radio, okay? So that they believe, you know, usually they're men who are programming the music, and which is not bad, but unless you have a guy that is evolved enough to really get women, you're going to get comments like that. Well, what are they buying? Or what are they not buying? Or they're too old? Or, you know, they don't really get the people who are listening. And it's really interesting the difference. And you know, but I just think what you guys are doing, I just love the whole holistic approach to it. That it's from the inside out. It has so many messages. Even just the your band itself and. And using this as a tool to catapult you so that you all know that you're enough. When we come back, we're going to have one more little short segment talking to you, wrapping things up here, and we'll hear a little bit more of your song and walk away just feeling like we are enough. So right after the short break, stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. I have a question to ask you. Do you have a message you're dying to tell the world? Have you always wanted to host your own radio show? Join our EWN Radio Network team and give your message the voice it deserves. For details, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com/host.
That was the song Enough. I love that. Sometimes I dream that there are two of me. I mean, who doesn't? We do so many things.
Right.
And
you need more
God,
arms, more
I can't
legs.
Do it all. Right? Andre mm-hmm, Lamont mm-hmm. And Jenny Mason from the band The Misses. That's their song Enough. Sometimes I dream that there are two of me. One is real, one is fantasy. She's a perfect ballerina dancing on a cloud. I still have to struggle stumbling on the ground, but I shouted out loud, I'm enough! I'm enough! I'm enough! I just love it. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm going to have an I'm Enough party. And we're going to play your song. And I just visualize this, you know, with our fists up in the air, just jumping up and down. It's just great. I just love what you guys are doing. So moving forward now, what plans do you have now for the band, for the Magic Mirror? What's going on now?
Well, we're on tour. We're actually going to San Antonio next week. And we have some other tour dates coming up. We're working on our EP, which should be coming out soon. We're kind of doing the final touches on that right now. But you can follow us on themisses.com. It's themrs.com. You can also follow on the website. You can get our single. You can download the app. You can watch the wonderful video. And all our updates will be on there for as far as tour dates and stuff. And then, of course, you also can follow us on Facebook. We're really good about trying to update everything coming up on there as well.
Yeah, very good. And now, can I just bet your background? So I know that, Andre, you have a daughter, right? She's a teenager?
Oh, that's me. I actually have three children. I have a 13-year-old
Jenny,
daughter. I have
who's me?
This is Jenny. This is
Jenny.
I'm sorry. It's Jenny.
You
I have three children. I do, a 13-year-old daughter, an 11-year-old son, and a 7-year-old son.
Interesting. And what are you yes. teaching your boys about women? How are you?
That they're yeah. enough. No, I teach them, you know, I think they've learned a lot from this. They're, of course, huge fans. But through all of this, they've really learned how to see, you know, that, well, they, I think boys deal with this exact same thing. Of course, it's a very universal message, but just how you treat each other with your words. I'm real big about what comes out of your mouth is just as, you know, can be just as powerful as what comes, you know, boys are so physical. So we're learning a lot through that. So mm-hmm. I'm teaching them about their words a lot and how you treat people and how powerful that can be.
I want to just say something that I've been observing. I have a son and a daughter. My son is 20. He's in college. My daughter is 22. She's a tattoo artist. And, boy, it's very interesting, and I'm coming back around it to tell you, to sort of let you know where I'm going with this. Raising a daughter who wants to be a tattoo artist from someone who's very traditional and would, you know, expect her to go to college, right?
Right.
And isn't that what everybody does? But she was she's an artist. She went to the Booker T. Washington, you know, School for the Arts here. She's very talented, and every time we talked about college, you'd get that sort of, you know, starry-eyed, thousand-yard stare. And it was heartbreaking for me, but then when I let her do what she wanted to do, she's really doing incredibly well. And but this is what I'm coming back around to. On the one hand, so we're not just seeing, you know, women do struggle, of course. They do so much, and we, no matter how much we do, we never feel like we're enough. But I am observing young people who also feel they are not enough, and they are in a state of anxiety because they have there are expectations of them to go, you have to do this, you need to go to college, this is what we expect from you. And who are feeling like they are not enough. And the anxiety, my son for a while was extremely anxious about what he was going to do and went through a depression because he was afraid. My girlfriend's daughter is not going back to college next year. She's taking a semester off because she has this fear and this anxiety about, you know, what to do with her life. Another young man in college age, same thing. The fear, the anxiety, the pressures that they feel. And I think that pressure comes because there are certain expectations, and they, for some reason, and I don't know if it was always this way or kids are talking about it, but what I'm seeing is that young people are going through this, just, you know, this I'm not enough, and the fear and anxiety that is that emerges as a result of not feeling enough, you know, is very disconcerting and sad, very sad to me. Are you guys seeing that as well?
Well, I think when we've been taking the mirror out, we've seen a lot of young children, and it is heartbreaking. A lot of the children that have come to the mirror have been very broken.
Yeah. I can say that some of the touching moments for me, I mean, have been a lot of the teenage kids that have come to the mirror. A lot of them come in groups. And when we ask that question, how do you feel, and look in the mirror, a lot of them do not even, can't even look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And I love to watch the transition from when they start recognizing the things they do and how strong they are and that they are enough. And when they walk away, it's a really powerful moment. And especially being a mom of a teenage daughter, I always want to run and call Mallory. So mm-hmm. I do believe it's tough out there, but I believe that we can make a difference with those children too by getting this message to them and, you know, stopping the negativity and encouraging them.
And the app might be a really great, because kids are always on the phones and whatever. I mean, it might be a great way. But I do know one of the girls that's not really featured as much in the music video is a teacher friend of mine who came. And she was so moved by the experience that she went back to her school and was able to get her community to get a grant. And she's wanting to build her own mirror for her school so that her students can actually have this experience at her school. So I do know that there are teachers and people that have experienced our mirror even beyond her, that in the communities we've gone to, that want to have this in their schools. I think that that would be a great tool. Yeah. But, you know, I do know that, you know, the technology with the app and things like that, I think it has a home for the kids, too. You know, I think the more that as parents, you know, we get it.
Yeah.
And those kids, you know, I know with my own kids, just happiness is what we want for them. And we want them to feel that they're enough.
Yeah, we're only as happy as our unhappiest child, right?
Right. Oh, you couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. Well, you, and that's the other thing I love is that, yeah, you are targeting women, so to speak, but really, between the app and the mirror and your song, which I totally hear playing on, you know, some of the AC stations that is in every city somewhere. It's adult contemporary. I can hear it. I can see it. I can see the movement. And you are touching people of all ages, and not just these women and young girls. It's also the guys who are feeling pressure and to know that they're enough. And that's all I want to say. I'm so thrilled to have met you and shared this time with you. And I know that we're going to see each other in the future one of these days. Sure enough, if you ever get to Dallas, please let me know, because I will be front and center at your concert for sure.
Oh, we would love to have you. We'll make sure of it if we come to Dallas. You better be there.
Yes.
We'll send you some paraphernalia and you can sport it.
You bet. Yeah, you got us the T-shirts, the misses. I mean, you know, the whole works. You just send it to me and I'll be wearing it. So, Andra Lamont, Jenny Mason of the band The Misses, look for the magic mirror in your city. And I'm just going to take you out with the full song, Enough. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Phyllis.